at Connecticut's only zoo right here in Bridgeport. There was a free event, and it teamed up with United Illuminating and Southern Connecticut Gas, paying for, again, this free day of fun activities. And there was a whole list of different things that anybody showing up was going to get in on. Some of our lawmakers didn't love this idea. In fact, they said it's outrageous. A statement put out there by Senator Ryan Fazio, ranking senator on the Energy and Technology Committee, as well as Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding, they called this outrageous when you look at the sky-high electric bills that we're paying for. Is it going to the zoo? They said you can't make this stuff up. So Senator Harding is here right now. And Senator Harding, let's talk about why that feeling. You want to highlight this. Why?
Well, because it's getting baked into your rate cost. So the ratepayers all paid for this event. And this is yet another reason why we're highlighting this public benefit charge that we've been talking about ever since Senate Bill 7 passed last session, which finally brought transparency, or at least more transparency, to your electric bill. And it segmented out this public benefit charge, which is these in social programs, essentially, that get baked into your energy rates. And, you know, this is one of these ventures. Some of them are noble, right? No one here is arguing that helping individuals that need assistance with utilities is not a noble cause. Obviously, we need to be doing that. No one deserves to go hot in the summer months or cold in the winter. There's a reason why we have these programs. But when you look at a free day at the zoo, and the ratepayers are now subsidizing that, particularly at a time when, you know, I've spoken with a lot of constituents. I know Senator Fazio, who was in that statement, has spoken with many as well, that have come to him and I and frankly, all the Republican senators and reps, and have said, there's something that has to be done here because I can't afford to pay this electric bill. It just went up 30, 40, 50%. In some cases, it's the largest bill in their house now. In some cases, some families are trying to make that decision between, you know, paying for medical bills and food and paying for this electric bill. It's so high. To see that the ratepayers are now subsidizing a free day at the zoo, it is a slap in the face to the hardworking people of this state that are paying the third highest electric rates in the country. Instead of organizing free days at the zoo, you know, maybe we could find a way to actually bring efficiency to our energy grid, and actually, you know, find ways to offset some of these costs, put them into the state budget, and create a more affordable energy and electric resource to the people here in the state.
So again, we have Senator Harding here with us because this event that happened over the weekend, as you just mentioned, Senator Harding, on the surface, people probably thought, oh, this is really cool. It's a great opportunity. But then when you look at who was providing all of it, United Illuminating and Southern Connecticut Gas, it does sort of beg the question. So I just want to make sure I'm confirming this. When they offer events like this, this is coming from that section of the bill, the public benefits charges. Like, is that how they're able to pay for these events?
Yeah, it's part of the public benefits charge.
Which was what a lot of us saw go up substantially in August, and then, of course, when Puro said it was okay.
Now, in all transparency, this is not the main driver as to why the public benefit charge went up so high. I mean, but it highlights this public benefit charge and how you have so many individuals, have all these individuals throughout the state that pay utility costs, which are the vast majority of people in the state. You're subsidizing things that have nothing to do with your supply and demand and delivery of your electricity, which is really what you should be paying for. The supply, the generation, and the distribution and delivery. That's what you should be paying for. It's basic common sense. And I think in a lot of other states where you see far more affordable energy rates, that's why. That's simply what the customer is paying. What you're seeing here are these public benefit charges that are being baked into your costs, which are essentially, you know, investments, some social programs, and some offsets as it relates to these expensive PPA agreements that we're forcing the state of Connecticut to enter into, like wind and solar and other initiatives. So that's what you as ratepayers are paying. And everyone is understandably outraged. And no one is saying that this is not a great event. But my argument would be that, you know, find ways within your profits, you know, cut some executive salaries to pay for some of these events as opposed to just putting it on the backs of the ratepayers.
And just to get an update, Senator Harding, any word on a potential special session, or is that still a no-go?
Unfortunately, the majority party is unwilling to do anything about it. I will say everyone in the minority party, both all senators and all representatives, have all signed on to a petition to enter into special session. Every Republican senator, every Republican representative, and to this point, as of this morning, not one Democrat legislator has signed that petition to do anything about reducing these electric rates, providing some immediate and long-term relief. And it's a dereliction of duty when you see and hear from the hardworking constituents that are struggling every day to pay these bills.
Senator Harding, I want to thank you so much for highlighting this again. I think this is a story that, again, on the surface, no one's saying it's not great to have these types of opportunities for people
right.
when we know it's very unaffordable to live and enjoy Connecticut. But when you go a little bit deeper, you think to yourself, okay, we could plan an event like this, but we couldn't come to the table and figure out any kind of relief for the average ratepayer in Connecticut. And that's pretty disappointing.
You're exactly right.
Well, thank you.
Melissa, you summed it up perfectly. Thank you for having me.